he's going to take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding.
Okay.
Good God. Now is not the time. We're not going shopping for toilet seats.
She's bringing her show back, Darren. She's bringing her show back.
Dave and Darren.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Thank you to the Joe Lavora Orchestra for giving us this theme music.
Can we go toilet seat shopping?
Jessie's delicious.
Yeah, I read that...
Not now.
She is. She's bringing her show back, the Rosie O'Donnell Show, for a good cause. This is something Rosie feels we need now more than ever, is for her show to come back.
She would like a bigger Easter ham?
I don't know that it's...
I consider that a good cause.
She brought it back, actually, and raised... It was a one-time-only thing.
Now, you're talking the talk show, not the variety show, which
Rosie...
only aired once as well.
Yes, yes. The Queen of Nice and her weekday chat fest. The one-night-only return of the Rosie O'Donnell Show is something she brought back online, and it was to raise money for the Actors Fund. And she ended up raising more than $600,000 for the Actors Fund. So, you know, that's cool. Star-packed lineup of
for
of
out
talent.
Of work actors,
yeah,
who need toilet seats.
And then sliding. Jesse's delicious.
Who's Jesse?
I don't know, Darren. I never watched the movie, even though you bought it for me for Christmas.
Well,
you thought it would be
here's
a,
the thing:
a riot.
It's still safe to do so because it's in its original wrapper.
I told you I gave it to Goodwill. That thing is no longer in my home. Welcome to Dave and Darren's.
You mean I got to go buy that thing again?
Welcome, everybody.
Here it is.
To Dave and Darren's
this
top
time,
five
this time
things.
It cost me 75 cents. Well, at least it's getting cheaper.
It's the top five things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
Bought that full price at a Hallmark at a Hallmark store.
Did you now?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, they probably want $17 for that.
You want me to look on Amazon, see how much it's going for now? I bet you can get it on DVD for less than $5.
Oh, clearly.
But I'm going to make this very clear. I don't want this. What's it called? Riding on the Bus with My Sister, right? Wasn't that the whole point of the movie?
You don't want it even for, like, content?
No. We've gotten all the content we're going to get out of it.
Okay.
It's based on a book that you can get on Kindle for nothing, it says. Okay, but as far as the movie goes... it's on an app called Hallmark Movies Now. Oh, no thanks. I can't remember the last DVD I bought. What was the last DVD that you bought? And I've got all of these DVDs now, and still, with all the time in the world, not putting any of them in the DVD player. Am I alone in that regard?
Probably not, no.
Like, I bought these DVDs thinking it'll be good, I'll have these movies forever. And now with the advent of streaming, if it's not on Netflix or Hulu or Prime, I got no interest.
I have the collected works of Monty Python, the television show.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been putting that in at night, like the last thing I put in before. And then it runs while I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hoping that's some way through like osmosis, it will help me.
Talking about streaming, I went ahead and... binge watch the Tiger King show on Netflix.
And this is what?
Oh my God, it's the most insane thing ever. There's this tiger guy. He raises tigers. Joe Exotic is his name. He used to come to the Mississippi Valley Fair.
Yes. Didn't he get in trouble?
Oh, he got in a lot of trouble. Yeah. I can't
This is a documentary about him.
It's about him, but it's about so much more than him and these whack jobs. I'll just say this. Here's my one takeaway. If you know someone that owns a tiger, they need to be put in jail.
Right.
All of them are just far beyond redemption.
Yeah.
Anyone that owns a tiger, they're weirdos. So he's in jail on a murder for hire plot because there was this woman in Florida who, she's interesting. Oh boy, I don't want to give any of it away for you guys, but she's trying to take away his tigers because she's an animal rights activist, and then he was convicted for a murder for hire plot to go and take her out.
Right.
the facility there in Oklahoma. I mean, this was a movie where they're filming it. It's a 7-part series. They're filming it all as it happens. So it's not like the guy gets arrested, they go down and do a documentary. They're living with this guy, taping him every day for a couple of years when all of this is going on.
But so they didn't notice that there was some bad stuff going on?
Yeah, I think they did notice. Here's the thing about the Tiger King that I found very disturbing. Now, if you know what I'm talking about, don't blurt it out.
Yeah.
He looks an awful lot like someone we used to work with.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. And he's got an energy that is very reminiscent.
Oh, boy.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? And look at this mugshot. I mean, that's like dead ringer, right?
It is. It's spot on.
I know. I think one of our listeners might know who I'm talking about.
Well, just go watch the show.
It's weird, and it's messed up, and it takes these turns. There is no, it's all real life. If you had presented this as a work of fiction, no one would have believed a word of it. It takes weird turns. I didn't even know where to get started with this thing. He fancies himself something of a country music star.
Sure.
He's involved in a gay plural marriage, so they're having all these hillbilly gay weddings with tigers, and then there's a guy in South Carolina has some sort of yoga cult where it's so bizarre, guys.
That's the basis of most classic country songs to begin with.
I saw a tiger. He saw a man. It's something else. If you've seen Tiger King, you know what I'm talking about. I will say it's 7 parts, and it's incredible.
On Netflix.
It's on Netflix right now. It's the number one show on Netflix right now. It is so messed up, though, and it makes me like scared that people like that exist and
still exist.
Yeah. I don't want to ruin it for you if you haven't seen it, but I recommend it highly because it is just 7 kinds. There were 5 different times that I said out loud, there's no way this is real. Mm-hmm. Like, because it's just, it takes some turns.
The other day I had Steakums. And
did you tell the neighbors?
From a distance.
I was looking the other day at the Hy-Vee for the Steakums. I couldn't find them. They had kind of like a Steakum-like thing.
From a distance, I told the neighbors, from a safe distance, I told the neighbors, I'm having steak.
I'm all for social distancing, but if you're having Steakums, make sure you tell the neighbors you're having steak tonight.
Still telling them. Really from about the same distance I would have told them before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, across the fence.
Right, that's I think, what the point of that campaign was. Yeah. I was at Hy-Vee the other day. Now, when you went, did they have the plexiglass up?
No, where's the plexiglass?
So what I've been told, I haven't been in a while, but what I've been told is that they've now, at grocery stores, they've installed a plexiglass shield between the cashiers.
Oh, good for them.
Who are on the front lines.
Yeah.
God bless you,
cashiers. Essential workers.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in line the other day at my local Hy-Vee, and there's an elderly lady in front of me. She has a couple of items. I think like an onion and a thing of milk.
I'm going to make some onion milk. Why, you know what I'm craving? You know what I haven't had since the last pandemic? I'll tell you what got me through the last one. Good old glass of onion milk.
So then, I feel bad sharing this story, but it happened and...
And life goes on.
Yes. So, she puts, they had a, you know, the toilet ducts, the things that you clean your toilet with, where you... It's got the cleaner in it. You know what I'm talking about? The toilet ducts?
Yeah.
Where you, just, you know...
Toilet cleaner.
Yeah, toilet cleaner. They had 2 packs of those, and they must have had them on an end cap or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the old lady takes it out of her cart. She's riding around on like one of those rascals. Mm. She takes the 2-pack of toilet ducts out, and she asks the cashier, "Are these any good?"
They're the best. They're the best.
which is what I would have said. They're terrific. But the cashier obviously knew something was up. She goes, "What are you asking me?" Just plainly says it. What are you asking?
She what do you think you just bought?
Are those any good? Have you heard? Is it any good? And this cashier must have known something was up because she says, You know, this is toilet cleaner.
Yes.
This is toilet cleaner. Yes, she goes, oh, well, I thought it was something you put in drinks. And then the old lady goes, well, I don't want it then.
Well, no, clearly you don't.
No kidding.
You're going to kill yourself.
If that cashier would have just said they're great.
Yeah.
There'd be a dead woman right now in town.
I'm sure they've sent the memo out.
The toilet duck lodged in her throat.
The one thing the cashiers, I think you'll find, no longer saying is, did you find everything you were looking for?
No, get the hell out of here. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't say that anymore.
Well, there's no time for that.
No. I hope you got what you wanted and beat it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you think that's in part because a lot of stuff isn't there.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure there has to have been some sort of message. I know we've beaten that into your brain for the last 2 years
right.
to always make sure to ask, did you find everything you were looking for?
One of my favorite things.
Don't say that anymore.
And when I worked retail, one of my favorite questions was,
Tony, no.
When something was.
Anthony, no.
Anthony, no. One of my favorite things in retail was when someone would ask, when something wasn't on the shelves and they would ask for it,
yeah.
and they would say, like, can you check in back for me? Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
If it's not, yeah. there's not like a secret stash in back,
that
but I would always play along.
Sure.
And I would just go.
I'd go back there and take a little break.
I'd sit on the boxes right by where we would smash them with the cardboard machine. And I'd just sit for about 10 minutes and I'd come back with a look on my face. I tore it apart. I tore that back room apart. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I just couldn't find them. If they were back there, I would have found
them. Why is there ho-ho chocolate around your mouth?
Oh, well, that was, I keep my...
Did you just go back there and have a snack?
Well, no, that back room got too hot to leave ho-hos.
Well, that's why the chocolate's melted and on your mouth.
Really just kind of just drank the ho-ho more than consumed it, yeah. I just go and just sit and listen to a song or two on the Venture radio, yeah, you know, playing all the tunes.
That's nice. I think that's, what is that? Is that Henry Gross?
Yeah. When was it that the radios and the music that they play at stores got hip? Because it used to be Muzak, and it used to be Henry Mancini, and then one day it's Friday I'm in Love from The Cure, and I'm going, what happened here? How did they all get hit?
All of a sudden, Mayor of Simpleton.
Yeah, right. You hear that tune, you're thinking, who's the cool guy running the tunes here at the Kmart?
Who's firing up the world party?
There you go. You want to get into the top five things?
I do. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Sense Inspections, quality home, property, and commercial inspections. Thinking of buying or selling a home, it pays to be informed. Call John and or Becky at Sense Inspections at 563-265-5111 to book your home or commercial building inspection today, or go to inspectwithsense.com for more information and book online. Serving the Quad Cities, the professionals at Sense Inspections can help gauge the physical condition of any property, enabling you to make an informed purchasing decision or help you get pre-sale or for-sale by owner ready. Don't let somebody else choose your house inspector. Sense Inspections offers independent, unbiased, expert home inspections and will provide you or a report with constructive tips and recommendations. Again, visit the website, which is inspectwithsense.com for more information and answers to frequently asked questions. Sense Inspections takes the stress out of home and property buying and selling. Call 563-265-5111 or visit inspectwithsense.com and book your inspection today. It just makes sense. And don't forget to mention Nacho Radio. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, and so much more, including the Impossible Cheesesteaks. And, of course, turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink, and they are still open for takeout and delivery. They're open from 11 a.m. till 7 o'clock for takeout and delivery with My Town To Go or DoorDash or Uber Eats or Grubhub. When you're placing your order, please remember to do this. Mention Nacho Radio, and then when you go get your sandwich, you can get a medium sub, and you'll only have to pay for the price of a small one.
Today, as we're doing the show, it's the Great American Takeout, they're calling it, where you're encouraged to go and...
You get a little sunshine here?
Yeah, a little bit. So you're encouraged to go and get takeout from one of your local restaurants. So
okay.
Make sure you do that, and absolutely, Capriati should be at the very top of that list. Before we get into the top five things, I do have a couple of texts sent to us on the text line.
Okay.
470-23-NACHO is our number.
Hi, baby girl.
Oh, thank you. We got one here from the 563. This is from our Cover 5 champ, who is also a hog farming turtle. By the way, I forgot to mention this. He did get the gift card.
Yeah, of course he did.
It says, thanks, boys. Also a large Sharpie written letter that kind of looked like a ransom note at first glance. Your letters do look like ransom notes. He wrote that back in January, but I just saw that when I got this new text from Hog Farming Turtle, Cover 5 champ. Champ, champ, champ!
I figured I used the entire... I didn't have a ton to say, but I figured I might as well use the whole page.
But your handwriting looks like...
It's a strange handwriting.
Yeah.
In that it's I don't really do... I do print cursive.
Send $1,000 or we start sending out bodies, is what the notes all sound like. They should look like they should end.
I don't think I wrote that.
A hog farming turtle. We had the question, at least I had the question, about the cow that was on the loose in Florida. And, and you should be able to figure out whose cow that is, right?
Yeah, you would think.
A hog farming turtle Cover 5 champ says here on text, 470-23 Nacho, by the way, that's the text line. I work in a hog farm, but assume cows are the same. All of our animals have ear tags with a farm ID number on them for keeping track of animals. And also, so if there's ever an issue with a sold animal, like disease or being sold with medication in its system, they can trace it back to the farm that it came from.
Sure.
Yeah, right. So that makes sense. I'm not crazy for thinking now, there would be a tag.
Do you think the fact that he works at a hog farm is why he knows so much about pigskin?
Hmm. Interesting.
Winner.
Then there's this. It's from the 309 area.
I know a little something about football, too.
309 says, I was in Hy-Vee yesterday and believe I saw Darren from a distance. I wanted to give him a,
Well, that's still allowed. But, as a matter of fact, by doing that, you're not really even opening your mouth.
Well, he says, I didn't want to, or he or she, I don't know, 309, what their gender is, but it says, I wanted to give him a,
Yeah.
But didn't want to get too close.
Well, that's,
stay safe, friends.
Yeah, but that's always kind of been the rule. So that doesn't change.
Yeah. I guess we've been into social distancing for a lot longer than the rest of y'all.
This is not the shock to the system that some of you are dealing with.
I think it's just fine.
Number one.
Number one in our top five things, a crazy scam story here.
I bet.
Now, this one coming to us from California, this guy lost everything because his cell phone got hacked. He's now suing AT&T as a result. This is called SIM swapping. Have you heard of this? SIM swapping? He's suing AT&T.
I don't want any of it.
He says he lost $1 million and 90% of his net worth in a matter of minutes when his cell number was hijacked. Rob Ross was at his home office there. He lives in San Francisco. This is an
So you just got Rob Rossed.
Every day I'm shuffling. This guy, hustling, sorry. This guy was at his home office. He gets an iPhone notification for a withdrawal request from one of his banks. And he says, I didn't make a withdrawal request. So he looks at his phone, and then he realizes he doesn't have any service on his phone. So he gets
Damn you, Barry Gibb!
He says, I had $1 million stolen that night. It included my daughter's college fund and my retirement.
$1 million. She was going to go to a nice college.
SIM swapping targets the SIM card that is in your cell phone.
Yeah.
This is happening when hackers somehow get a customer service representative to make a SIM swap over the phone. This gives the hacker access to your phone number, and then it opens the door to your emails, your bank accounts, and all the apps. It's a new way for these crooks to take over your cell phone.
Well, I think
they usually do this while you're asleep. Yeah. And it takes them about 20 minutes, and then they can just clean you out of everything that you have.
Well, I think customer representatives shouldn't do that, then.
Well, if you're able to say, yeah.
Don't. How about not providing that service?
So that's why he's suing AT&T. You shouldn't have
done
that.
How about you don't do that?
AT&T's argument is, listen, these are sophisticated criminals. And we're doing our best to prevent this type of crime, but you know, basically, there's nothing we could have done to stop this.
Listen, SIM our hacks, employee is just not that sophisticated.
Look, these crooks are just much more sophisticated than we are. That's AT&T's answer to this.
That's not a good answer.
Industry experts urge consumers to not use mobile phone numbers as the only source of identity authentication on your online accounts. using your email for verification is better than giving your phone number. Also, you're supposed to have a different password for everything that you have, which I know.
I do have different passwords. Mm-hmm. I've got a variety of them, but yeah, it gets... I'll start tattooing that on my arm.
Two.
So what's that new tattoo? All my passwords.
But it's all on a string, so I don't know where one password ends and the other one begins.
Uh-huh.
Number two, now we've got this to worry about. Do you like to eat sushi?
I do.
Well, parasitic sushi worms have been quietly on the rise. People getting parasites from eating sushi.
Is that a Duran Duran song?
Parasitic sushi worms?
Are on the rise?
It may be one of their latter day records. I'm not sure.
Seven and the Ragged Tiger? No? No? Do I have that wrong?
Yeah, according to the journal Global Change Biology, and yes, we do subscribe, sushi parasites have been increasing exponentially for the last 50 years.
And we're just finding out about it now.
This study done by the University of Washington is called, quote, "It's a Wormy World."
Oh, what a world. What a world. What a wormy world.
Finds it a dramatic increase
melting
in the number of worms that can be transmitted to humans who consume raw or undercooked seafood. They are saying here that seafood lovers have a much higher likelihood of getting a parasite than people who were eating sushi in like the 70s did.
Huh.
And they don't know why. But they say it's a...
The 70s was a safer time to eat sushi.
Yes.
Really?
Much safer.
Huh.
Much safer.
You wouldn't think that.
I don't know who wrote it. I can't give the author credit. I liked it on Twitter. It was somebody who tweeted this, that I've been alive now for six decades.
Mm-hmm.
The 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, 2010,
mm-hmm.
2020,
yeah.
And March. I thought that was funny.
In March, yeah. This right, feels like, yeah, that feels like
it's been a decade.
Well, good stuff. Yeah, well, that's good. I don't know that you're going to be the world's biggest fan of April and May.
That's what I'm hearing. They say it's a 283-fold spike in the amount of worms in raw fish between 1967 and 2017.
Can I get you some 1970s sushi?
Uh-huh. People think it's food poisoning. But in fact, these are worms invading your intestinal wall.
Mm-hmm.
The worms cannot live or reproduce longer than a few days inside our intestines.
Oh, like those odds.
Yeah. So we're able to kill them. The worm is called a herring worm. It is not unique to herring. In fact, you can get it in squid and a bunch of other fish. And they say that they've been pretty good at removing worms from food before it's made available for consumption. But the numbers are growing, and it's becoming more and more difficult to get rid
of these
things.
Hey, so what did you draw for your reincarnation? Herring worm.
You're not going to be doing that for long.
What did you get? Bald eagle. What did you get? Herring worm.
So if you had sushi and got sick, it's not food poisoning.
Okay.
It takes solace in the fact that, you know, microscopic worms were trying to eat your stomach from the inside out.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah, that'll give you a little nausea.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on now. Check out their engagement rings starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. You can also check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. And of course, if you make a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Again, Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry in the Village of East Davenport, 2115 East 12th Street. The podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and more. voted the greatest sandwich in America, and now you can get it grilled, and now you can, of course, get it to go. They still have takeout. They're open from 11 a.m. till 7 o'clock with the takeout and delivery from My Town to Go, DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, when you're making your selection and making your decision as to what you're getting for either takeout or delivery, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number three on our top five things.
Number three.
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 Study says that men who have older brothers, there's a research that bears this out, men with older brothers have a 38% higher chance of being gay than men that don't have older brothers. This is a research that was done in the...
You think that's because of all the being held down and tickled?
I don't think that's the case. No, Darren. I don't think that's the case.
It was all that force-fed tickling.
Well, they've known for some time.
Or the headlocks, maybe. Is it the headlocks? Is it the wedgies?
I don't think...
Is it the atomic wedgie?
I don't think any of that has anything to do with being
well,
gay.
Well, I'm just spitballing here. I'm just throwing theories out. I'm seeing what sticks.
We've known for some time that men with at least one older brother are more likely to be gay. This is due to something called the fraternal birth order effect.
Huh.
But a new study by German and Canadian scientists adds more evidence to that theory.
Germans and Canadians working together.
It could be that there's antibodies that are produced by the sibling's mom.
Mm-hmm.
This was published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society Journal.
These don't sound like my theories at all.
No, though, this sounds more like it's rooted in science.
Huh.
Hmm.
Well.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so gay if I didn't have an older brother constantly tickling me and putting me in headlocks. I don't think you're going to find any gay guy saying that.
Noogies, those noogies.
They did 10 unrelated studies involving nearly 5,400 male subjects, both gay and straight, and the scientists found that men who had one older brother had a 38% higher chance of being gay than those without an older brother.
Okay.
Having three older brothers, by the way, doubles a man's chances of being gay.
Oh, it locked it. It cements the deal. There's no question.
This is what I think is fascinating and puzzling. There is zero correlation on the other side of this. In terms of women and their birth order and their sexuality, nothing at all. There's no connections whatsoever.
No, not nearly the horsing around.
Researchers think that there's something called the maternal immune hypothesis. In this theory, cells or cell fragments from male fetuses enter the mother's circulation during pregnancy or during childbirth. As a result, the mother produces antibodies against these foreign male-specific objects, and those antibodies remain in her body. During her next pregnancy with a male child, these antibodies somehow cross over into the fetus's brain. Right? So, your mother has you, and her body is saying, this thing doesn't belong here, and it creates antibodies. And then it's almost like she's immune to having a boy, but there's a boy in there anyway. So the antibodies start getting to work on the kid going, you're a boy, but you're not going to be like the other boy.
Huh.
It's crazy, but that's what they're suggesting.
I think both theories are possible.
You think it might be... It might all be
all the force-fed tickling, yes.
The noogies. Mm. The snicker snacks. You think that's what it is?
Number
four.
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 Those titty twisters did a number on me. Left a real impression.
Foo Fighters are saying that the new album that they're working on...
Yes, yeah.
Ghosts disrupted the sessions while they were working on the record. That they had ghosts.
Friendly ghosts?
Well,
Do they say?
I mean, if they're making it hard to record a record.
Are we talking Poltergeist or are we talking Casper?
I just read right before we went on the air here that Lady Gaga's got a new record coming out, but she's delaying it due to the coronavirus. Why wouldn't you put a record out?
Yeah, no.
Nobody's going to record stores, honey.
No, you would think music would be something that people could
we got
go ahead and consume.
We got nothing to do but listen to music.
Yes.
I don't know who's giving this Lady Gaga advice.
I understand
that's bad
not going
advice.
To the theater.
Yeah.
But something that you can hear on players that you already have.
That's it.
Whether it's the radio or.
Right.
Or anything else.
I'm not putting the record out because. Is it because.
Is the content just all about Plague?
That was an interesting choice.
I did a concept album about the plague. I'm dreading the reviews tomorrow, I can tell you that.
This would be album number 10 for your Foo Fighters. They were in a house in Encino, California that was built in the 40s. And they said the vibe was off, their mood was wrong.
Yeah, always looking for inspiration.
Instruments.
And those damn ghosts got in the way.
Instruments were constantly going out of tune, and then stuff they would record would mysteriously get deleted. Grohl telling the New Music Express, quote, when
are you working with a new engineer? Are you working with a new producer? Is it possible this is all at the hand of man?
He says to New Music Express here, quote, when we walked into the house in Encino, I knew the vibes were definitely off, but the sound was on. We started working there, and it wasn't long before things started happening. We would come back in the studio the next day, and all the guitars would be detuned. Or the setting we'd put on the board, all of them had gone back to zero. We would open up a Pro Tools session, and tracks would be missing. There were some tracks that we put on there that we didn't put on there. Just like weird open mic noises. Nobody playing an instrument or anything like that. Just an open mic recording a room. And we'd zero in on sounds within that, and we didn't hear any voices or anything really decipherable, but something was happening, he says. Then they set up a baby monitor to figure out what was going on.
We're going to catch that ghost.
So what I
want to catch a baby ghost.
I want to mess with Dave Grohl's recordings. We don't need a 10th album. Jesus.
No. My suggestion would be is this. Do it live. Okay?
They set
Foo
up.
Foo Fighters, just do it live and the record will be done and you can.
It says here the band set up a baby monitor. Home. To capture any mistake. It could very well be Sweet Eileen is turning all of the settings to zero.
Well, the record might sound better if we detune the guitars.
All these CDs have mold.
The problem with that, with Everlong, is all the goddamn guitars are in tune. It's a better record if you don't.
The band set up a baby monitor to capture any mysterious goings-on when they weren't there, but they're all sworn to secrecy about their findings.
Dave just mentioned a baby monitor. Here it comes.
Well, we'll see.
Here she comes. They mentioned baby monitor.
This is a record that they say will be weird, but it's finished, and I think okay. we'll have it sometime this year.
There you go.
Yeah, they were going to be doing a 25th anniversary.
And is it
tour.
Called Ghosts?
I don't know what it's called. I don't think it's come out with
the Haunting.
I don't know. What if it's Kurt Cobain saying that's enough? I don't know. They should mention the Haunting somehow, right? You would think, right? Because that makes for a cool story. Finally,
Number five,
a Pizza Hut employee faked a robbery to look favorable with the home office. He thought that this would be something that would really impress the people at corporate.
Just trying to make things happen.
Monmouth, New Jersey, Pizza Hut
I thought
employee.
I'd get an accommodation.
Made up a story, allegedly, about a robbery at the store because he wanted to look more favorable with corporate. Police say they responded to the Pizza Hut at 10:30 a.m. on Friday after employee Joseph Baud. Then there's Baud. He called 911 to report that a man who was brandishing a handgun confronted him and demanded cash. Baud claimed he fought off the suspect, who then left the restaurant empty-handed.
With stuffed crust.
Well, here's the thing. A couple of problems with this story I'm just going to point out as someone who used to work in the industry.
Uh-huh.
One, you wouldn't have any cash really at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest time to rob a pizza place. Number
right.
two, if you want to impress corporate, you just give them what they want. Fighting off a robber is going to get you fired.
Is against policy.
Right.
I would have to imagine that as far as like new firefighters, wouldn't you think that they have to be closely watched for a long time to make sure they're not arsonists?
That's a great point.
Like,
probably.
You're on I mean, we got to keep an eye. What again makes you want to be a firefighter?
There's a story every year of some volunteer firefighter that sets a fire.
Because they want to be a hero somehow.
Yeah, no, that's not a...
It's like, you would just, it's like, just keep an eye on this one over here.
Mm-hmm.
He's always playing with a book of matches.
Cops say they were immediately suspicious of this guy's story, but they had to go ahead and do things like, you know, put the nearby elementary school on lockdown. Police say surveillance footage showed that no one left through the door that this guy claimed the gunman exited. That's the other thing. There's surveillance footage.
So I lost my job at Pizza Hut, but the Papa John's snatched me up just like that.
Police say that after they questioned him further, he admitted he made the whole thing up so he could get a raise. He was remorseful and realized the extent of what he had done. He's now been charged with creating a false alarm and filing a false report to police. And he was released pending a
And now
court date.
All I'm allowed to do is open the bags of cheese.
I think that's going to do it for today's installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Which has been brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. 3537 Arch. I know how to make a pizza. Just get back. Open the cheese.
We told you.
Just open
we
the
told you.
Open the cheese.
Cheese bags
when,
only.
When Trevor needs it, open the bag of cheese for him.
And by the way, Trevor...
Trevor, 4 ounces of cheese means 4 ounces of cheese.
These people that you're making pizza for are not your friends.
The East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. You can still get your coffees and your lattes and your smoothies to go at the East Moline Coffee Company. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you by our fine patrons as well as on Podbean. Become a patron today and you'll have access to everything we've ever done, including over 1,000 different podcasts. And of course, our patron-only shows as well, the podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They are still open 7 days a week. They are open from 11 till 7 each day for takeout and delivery from My Town to Go, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. When you're placing your order for takeout or for delivery, please mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Continue to follow the guidelines, stay safe, and stay healthy. And until we get a chance to do this for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And also, you stay classy, Quad City.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Peace out.